Peseder. So we'll be short today. The Taisis in Bo'abasra of Kufyutez and Beis tells us that the Mekoshish, in this week's Pasha, we have the story of the Mekoshish. The Mekoshish ate him and went and did a Chilu Shabbos. Anybody learned Dafyemi, learned recently, the Machleish and the Gemara, what exactly did he do wrong? There was a problem. Did he cut the wood? Did he pile the wood? Did he carry the wood in Rosh Hashanah? Whatever the reason is, Taisis brings a Medrash. Taisis says, Tom a Medrash, the Lashem Shemayim is Kavin. Mekoshish did Lashem Shemayim. They thought not going direct to soil after the miraglim, shuvim mechuyev b'mitzvus. So now mechuyev b'mitzvus. So yesterday in Shir we went to be ma'arech machshava. Why should be not mechuyev b'mitzvus? But therefore the Mekoshish wanted to demonstrate to Am Yisrael that you do have chiyuv. Omad v'chilul Shabbos, he did chilul Shabbos. Okay, that goes to Tzlochot. So what does Taya says? Taya says that what the he brings the Medrash. Medrash tells us that Tzlochot, the reason why he did Chilul Shabbos wasn't because he wanted to do Chilul Shabbos. The reason why he did Chilul Shabbos was in order to teach Am Yisrael that there's still mitzvahs there, even in the Midbar. People have mitzvahs and you have a chiyuv of Yisrael Shabbos. That's what Taya says. The Mashal sends it first to Tag Yunus and Benuzil in the Pasha that says the same thing. That he doesn't say black tag, he says they really wanted to teach the punishment. That's what he came to teach. Am Yisrael did not know the punishment, he came to teach a punishment. That was the point. Says the Maharsha, no, I say, what does it mean? He did Lashem Shemayim, but he did Chilul Shabbos. What kind of excuses do you do Chilul Shabbos? Well, Maharsha didn't have Eiro. So the Maharsha, really the Mekoshish was part to be the Raisa. Why? Because Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. What does it mean, Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa? Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa means whenever you do a Melacha and you don't really intend to do the result of that Melacha, you don't really need for the result of that Melacha, so then you have a din of Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa Pater. The person is doing a Melacha for he doesn't really intend the result of that Melacha, so he's Pater. So for example, the classic example that we have in the Gemara is a person digs a hole and he needs he doesn't need the hole. What he needs is the operating. It's tzorich elul afar. He just needs the sand. So melacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need the digging of the hole. I need the sand that comes out of the hole. So that's melacha shein tzricha legufa. Melacha shein tzricha legufa. A person is potter. So here it's melacha shein tzricha legufa. Why is melacha shein tzricha legufa? He cut wood. Or he gathered wood. Or he carried wood. But he didn't do it for the intent of carrying the wood. He did it for the intent of something else. Which is something else? To teach Am Yisrael about Shabbos. That's what Moshe says. Obviously, melacha shein tzricha legufa, the idea of doing a melacha Shabbos for a different reason is a huge sugya. And that's, we're now, in the few minutes we have today, we're not going to go into all the details of the sugya. But there's one point over here that Moshe tells us, which is that's a big chiddush. The Moshe is saying, you realize over here, the Mekoshish did the cutting of the Eitzim for the cutting of the Eitzim. But he had an alternative motive for it. He wanted to teach Am Yisrael what he's doing. So the Moshe's teaching us, what does it mean, melacha shein tzricha legufa? I do it for the need of the Eitzim, for the wood itself. But if I have something else pushing me to do it, I don't really care about the wood. I'm doing it for the wood, but I don't really care about it. I'm doing it in order to achieve another result. That is under the category of melacha shein tzricha legufa upatarele. The Pirishur already points out that the Lechurat sounds that Taisis and Shabbos argues. Taisis and Shabbos tells us that we have a din, a person doing me'av of a yira. Meaning a person is doing something because someone else forced him to do it. Or because somebody else, or because he loves somebody so much, he wants to appease him. Says the Tai says, a person is chayav in that. Says the Pirishua, why? It's melacha shein tzricha legufa, the Pirishua and Shabbos. He right away connects to the Maharsha and the Mekoshish. He says, the Maharsha and the Mekoshish says, when I do something not for the reason of the wood, I'm doing it for a different alternative motive. Alternative motive is considered to be melacha shein tzricha legufa. When a person is doing a melacha, me'av or me'yiro, should be melacha shein tzricha legufa. So the Pirishua, the Chorto, is not like the Maharsha. So that you already see the thing is not like the Maharsha in that case. The Maizik comes out that the Paiski want to say that according to this idea of the Maharsha, whenever a person does something because of somebody else, so then because of a different force, according to the Maharsha's reasoning, the Chorto should be melacha shein tzricha legufa. So I want to say, for example, when people, one of the cases, but the Mahasham and Das Torah wants to say that people that go to the army, and the general in the army tells them to do something, they have to carry. They're not doing it because they want to carry. They're doing it because the general in the army told them, because that they're under the command. They must listen to the general. So therefore, they're doing it for other reasons. Someone is saying, according to that, when a doctor, there's a whole discussion in the place came, when a doctor is working in the hospital, can he go and do a refuah for a guy? So today, in today's day and age, we say, Allah al Maisa, of course you could. Just to point out, Rav Shomzan brings it, because today, if you're not going to do it, so then eventually Jews will die because of that. If a Jew will say, I'm just saving Jews, so then a guy will say, I'm just saving going, and the Pekoch never sure a Jew. But if you don't have that chashash, so the chur have a problem of saving a guy in Shabbos, you don't have a heter to do chilul Shabbos. But what happens if a person does it because of he's afraid? It's going to ruin his reputation. He's doing it just to appease that guy. That's what comes out according to this Masha. The Ramosha in Tshuva tells us that he brings, that some say, what happens if a person does it because of somebody else? He says, the Chura, that will be a, he says, even if you want to say, like the Chorinim, the Brim, they do because somebody else, a person is, it's considered to be Melachah Shetzur Guf in your Pater. That's only when a person is forced to do it for somebody else. But he says, someone asks him, a Shaila, what happens if a father, not keeping Torah Mitzvahs, tells his son, please make for me, cook for me something on Shabbos. Can he say, okay, I'll do it because it's really only Melachah Shetzur Guf, I don't really need it, I'm doing it for my father. So the Ramosh is not tougher pasha than that. Why? Because you can't say, the svar the Ramosh is referring to, the way it sounds is saying it, the son does want to make an egg. Because he wants to appease the father's will. Yeah, he's not doing it because he has no choice. His father wants egg, he's doing it for his father. And you say, okay, but the might say, I don't want to do chilul Shabbos, it's something he's preventing him from doing. But really, you do want that result. So, cause over here says, that for sure you don't see Melachah Shetzur Gufo if you're doing it because you just want to appease somebody. And that comes out with the Av of a year in Toises. What is it? A year means a person's face. He's afraid. He's really not doing it because he wants to do it. He's doing it because someone else is basically forcing him to do it. But Av means because he loves somebody. So, can you differentiate between the Av and year in Toises? Just to point out one thing, and this really goes back to this, the Mashal Chor says if you're doing it for somebody else, for a different intention, is considered to be Melachah Shetzur Gufo. And the Pirishua points out that Tosis in Shabbos that says Arav Yira is not considered to be Chayav, it's Melachah Shetzur Gufo, and you're still Chayav. So the Chalkas Yoyah brings that L'chura, Rashi and Tosis go L'shitasa. Because the question is, how do you define Melachah Shetzur Gufo? The Rashi says, Melachah Shetzur Gufo means anything that I would never do it. I would avoid it. Rashi is talking about a case, for example, when a person, the Gemara says, when a person takes out a mace from the house. So the Katsir Tavim, Melachah Shetzur Gufo. Why? Says Rashi, Kibritzai Soleil Basalai. He would not want to have a dead body in his house. He never asked for it. Now that he has it, he just wants to get rid of it. So he just wants to make sure there's no mace. He didn't bring it over, he didn't bring it upon himself. From him, if you would tell him originally, if you had to write the script of the Shabbos, he would say, the script will be no mace in my house. So now that you have a mace, take it out, that's Melachah Shetzur Gufo. I don't really need, I'm not intending, this whole thing I don't want. The fact that I'm doing it because I'm doing it for sort of a different reason, I don't even want it. Toys doesn't agree with Rashi. Toys says, the definition of Melachah Shetzur Gufo is what? Is a Melachah than the Mishka, they didn't do it for that purpose. But if the Mishka did it for that purpose, so then it's considered to be Melachah Shetzur Gufo. Says the Chagas Yayov, that will be the Chur, the Machlekes, the Maharsha, and the way it's with the Akatesis. According to Rashi, whenever I don't really want to do it, that's what it means. Mitzayisay loy basaloy, based on him, will never happen. So then you say Melachah Shetzur Gufo. So if a person is forcing somebody else to do something, the Maharsha talks about the Mikoshesh, he wasn't forced. So what are you doing? Because I don't really want to do it. I just honestly am not doing mitzvahs. I have to show them the mitzvahs. But so if it would depend on me, if I write the script at the beginning, I would say, honestly, don't just keep believe in the mitzvahs and that's it. A guy is forcing somebody to do something, you should say, he doesn't really want to do it. So then it works with Rashi. But according to Taisa, the finish of Shetzel Gufa was that what they used it for the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, did they do this melacha? So the Mishkan, they did the melacha to collect wood. They collected wood. Now you say, yeah, but I collect wood. I wanted to show Amisol, even when I collect wood, that's already a secondary thing. The question was, it done the Mishkan now? That's what's done in the Mishkan. So Shetzel goes, yeah, according to Taisa, the you can't eat all Tisra. And according to the Rashi, you will. That will be the difference between the Mashal and the way that Yeshua is Bedaik in Taisis. The Maisa, when it gets Aloch El Maisa, then it gets interesting. Kfarla is, can you rely on that? On some cases, when a person is doing something that he doesn't really want to do, should be Melacha Sheitzche Gufo, because I'm not really want to, I only really want to do with that Maisa. Beseder. We'll stop over here. Shkeach, Rabbi Yisai.
Shkeach.
Kol Tov. A good night.